This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. You are listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm. This is part 37 of our story. If you have missed the other parts, you can find them on freefm.org.nz or on your favourite podcast distributor. When we last left our heroes, after returning to Vanguard's hold, they informed their superiors of all that they had learned. After several days of being in a cocoon, Magnus has finally emerged, ready to face the world. As for now, you are feeling very, very hungry.
Yeah. Do you have any food?
We do. We've been waiting.
Yeah, have my breakfast. I wasn't eating it anyway.
Magnus just goes beat smoke on it.
Two hands.
Yeah, literal stuffing the face.
It's like watching Baird eat food.
Whoa, no one's taken it away from you. It's just all right.
Competitive food eating.
Water.
Here. So, what the hell was happening to you?
How are you feeling?
I was just dreaming.
You've been out for a couple of days.
Days?
Days, yeah, multiple.
Where's Predevnik?
We'll tell you a little bit later.
We'll catch you up on current events later. Suffice to say you've been
out getting
for...
a law dump?
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't we usually give them to other people?
Yes, but...
But today it's you.
Yeah, congratulations. Now you get to experience what everybody else has.
Fine stuff that's been happening.
Anyway, the healthcare professionals are going to want to take a few pokes at you. The doctors and the nurses and the things.
And where?
The medics have been hovering over you.
Yeah, they're going to want to poke you with things and...
They've never seen a man turn into a cocoon before. They're wondering if you've got wings. Do you
what
have wings? Sit forward. Do you have wings?
That's what you are.
Wait,
in.
Like a thing a butterfly is in.
Yes.
Does he have wings? I pull him forward to see if he's got wings on his back.
Looks for wings.
No.
Put me back in.
He needs longer to
I wasn't in there long enough.
No. Please not. I've already had to deal with quite a lot.
How are you feeling?
I feel like I've been through the 77 trials of Oleg.
All right. I don't know who that is, but it sounds like a lot of trials.
Amadeus, could you give me a history check?
Oh, my. 14.
The 77 Trials of Oleg is a famous myth about a mortal who spited a god and for punishment had to go through 77 trials.
Basically Paladin's answer to Hercules.
Yeah, except they were mostly just petty, tedious stuff rather than just heroic deeds.
Sweep this courtyard.
So
pick the noses of everyone in the village.
So some absolutely petty tomfoolery then.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, well, we're going to step out for 5 minutes to let the doctors have a look at you. And then... And we will...
Tell them to hold on the leeches.
Fine. Then you smell like you need a bath, my friend. And then we'll start catching you up on what you've missed.
Absolutely.
Because it's a decent chunk. I should return this book. Nice to see you again, Magnus. You were missed.
Well, I feel like I just sort of went to sleep and woke up. I guess it's nice to see you again, too, but I feel like it's just been an evening with a very long segment of dreaming.
Indeed. Still, welcome back.
It's good to see you back. All right. I'll go and let your medics know what's going on. Don't try to move too fast. You haven't moved for a week. Watch your elbows.
As you leave, this black and gold mottled dragonborn with half-moon glasses fills their space. All right, this will be quick, hopefully. Unless, of course, you have any sudden and unexpected growths upon you. Rah! Quiet.
Does he have sharp teeth?
No.
As far as you can tell, Magnus looks exactly as he did.
Disappointment!
Yeah, you'll be disappointed now. You won't be later.
True.
He didn't change races.
Damn.
Actually, that wasn't something we discussed, so yeah. No, he's still very much human. But yeah, the doc spends the next 5 minutes or so just very quickly going over a very doc standard checkup. You could go to any current physician to get. Just like reflex checks, is checking your eyes are working, checking that you can still hear properly.
Magnus gets really annoyed because Magnus tries really hard to not kick for the reflex checks. He's like,
is that something that you used to do when you got reflex checks as a kid?
No.
Okay.
It's just something I think Magnus would do.
Something I would do.
After 5 minutes, you are given a bill of Clear Health, which after checking over your physical, it's just like, I am honestly quite surprised that there is nothing to find. You are in a cocoon of all things, and usually people come out of those different. I say usually. This has never happened before. What am I on about?
So should I be worried?
Do you feel any different?
Feel like... And then Magnus is going to like really awkwardly put one hand under the shirt and go like, I feel like... Ah! And then hold a hand up through the hole in the shirt.
Amusing.
You're not concerned for me.
Don't worry.
I am very concerned, but I watched you do it.
If Tanwyn was still in the room, she would have laughed.
Yeah. People usually laugh when I do that, so maybe it took my sense of humour.
Like, that does get a little chortle out of him.
Hey, I'll be here for a week.
No, you no, won't. You'll be getting deployed tomorrow.
I don't get recovery time.
No.
No, you had a week in a cocoon.
Your friend said to carry you over a great portion of the continent. No. We have to suffer, so do you.
Well, and is Magnus under observation for the last night before deployment?
About the only thing I can say is make sure to eat and drink lots, because from the sounds of it, you have not been doing that because you've been in a cocoon for several days.
Oh, trust me, no issues with the eating and drinking.
Which again, slightly concerning that there is, because you haven't eaten for several days.
Would that make it harder to eat?
Typically, yes.
Oh.
If you haven't eaten
like
for several
days. Six eggs and eight rashes of bacon.
And you didn't throw up?
Why didn't
no.
you have six?
Magnus can't count.
Oh.
No, Magnus can count. Magnus is exaggerating for a bit.
IRL, if you go several days without food, you have to be careful about what you eat.
Six eggs.
Magnus is going to go to the inn next door and sit down at the counter and say, I would like to have all the bacon and eggs you have.
Well, there isn't an inn in Vanguard's Hold, so you walk straight into the cafeteria at 3 PM.
Give me all the bacon and eggs you have.
There is this rather well-built orcish man behind this, kind of like all the cooking and serving and stuff. Now, by all, do you mean all or all that you can eat?
I mean all, but in a comedic sense. I just want a full plate.
Right. That I can do. Heap. Fair enough. I take it you're hungry then.
Yes. And I imagine half an hour later, if Tanwyn and Amadeus are looking for Magnus, he's just most of the way through a plate of bacon and eggs, food comaring, lying on the plate, like, slowly munching away at a rasher of bacon.
The bacon just slowly disappearing into his mouth.
Yeah.
It's like three or four people at a table nearby that's just watching this with faces that are mixtures of awe and concern.
Could we have lore dump our past couple of days to him while he's doing that?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Can you die from too much bacon?
Yes.
Would you like a glass of water?
Yes, please.
All right. Slide over a glass. You drink that slower.
Fallon just like trying to wash the bacon grease off your face. Yeah.
So I've noticed you don't have your scarf anymore.
Oh, yeah, I put it on the...
You were there.
I put it on King Tiberian.
Oh, yeah, you didn't all. Sorry, it's been kind of a... You already know, it's been kind of a strange couple of days. So does that mean you're not... A lot of your fighting stuff came from them?
Yeah, but they never really taught me how to hit things, so I can still hit things.
You can still hit things? Oh, that's good. I believe we're going to be doing a lot of hitting things in the near future.
You say we, but...
Okay, so...
The two of you are going to be hitting
We actually need to spar a bit, I think, Tanwyn.
Yeah, no, because
I would love to be hitting my targets a little bit
that
more.
That was the second boss fight that Tanwyn whiffed basically every attack.
It was so embarrassing.
Sorry to bring it up.
Poor Tanwyn.
Just awful to watch.
But you got some good smites in at the end. That's what really matters.
Yeah, that's true. Just smite while you can. So I think Amethyst said we should go to her when you woke up so she would know when to send us off.
Can we pretend that I'm asleep?
I don't think so, no. I've already talked to the physician and there are a bunch of people coming in and out of the...
Snitches.
I know. It's almost like everybody in this castle, a government employee, talks to each other
and
all the other government employees.
And besides, we're backs up against the wall.
Aye, we are on a bit of a time crunch. What with
Davnik and all. With the Davnik thing that you've now informed me of.
Aye. So, can you stand up? You got an awful lot of bacon in your night now.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, he's up. All right. Let's go and talk to Amethyst together.
Can I get Magnus to give me a quick constitution check?
Do you need a D20?
I'm eating bacon. That is, I believe, a 17.
You're feeling that kind of contented full, and it's just like, I don't need any more food. If you'd rolled low, I would have just said, you're bloated.
I'll, take the plate up to the chef and be like, thanks for food.
It's mine now.
Congratulations. Have fun.
Yeah. Mm. Just full on scoops it into this giant flatbread, rolls it up and sticks it in a chill box for later.
Nice.
So that's why you always order more than you need.
Yeah, he loves me.
All right. Yeah, I'd like to gather these two up and head on over to Amethyst to let her know that Magnus is away. I imagine that while he's been cocooned, we've been prepping for leaving. So we've got our bags packed. We've got everything. Tanwyn has been out shopping.
I was about to say, has Tanwyn done some work to rebuild her?
Yeah, Tanwyn has been out shopping and she's gathered some more stuff. So maybe I should clear that with you. Maybe later.
Any mundane item is feasible.
Okay.
Within reason.
Yeah. She's got a couple of hundred gold now. It should be enough to get the mundane stuff that I want, which is like a lantern, caltrops.
No, all lantern manufacture halted.
Shit.
You're shorted.
By within reason, it's just, I'm not going to let you carry around a ladder because that's unreasonable.
What about a 10-foot pole?
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
What about 10?
No.
What about a ladder that's been cut in half so it's 2 10-foot poles?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll say she's bought a standard venturer's kit, mm-hmm. and then she's got a couple more things like caltrops and ball bearings and things.
And meanwhile, Amadeus has conscripted alcohol and baked goods.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. While we're walking to General Amethyst, Magnus is going to be like, Amadeus, could you spruce?
Whoosh, there.
Oh, that smells better.
Indeed. He'll wave his hand at you again, and you smell like lilacs.
Oh, what a treat.
And two, you can have a bath.
You didn't have anything muskier in there?
I did, yes.
No, that one's for me.
You now smell like flowers.
Hell yeah.
Yes, because...
Do the leather one on me, Armadeus. Do the leather one on me.
Yeah, sure. You now smell like leather and Old Spice.
Hey!
Next time we put Tanwyn in the cocoon so I can smell good.
You do smell good. You smell like lilac. Armadeus's personal scent.
And this is what we're talking about as we walk into General Amethyst's office.
I always know that it is you three just by the sheer absurdity of the conversations that you have as you're walking into my room without knocking.
We saved the world like 3 times. I think we earned it.
So Magnus is back.
I can see that the moth has emerged from his cocoon.
Oh, he doesn't have any wings.
Very disappointing.
I know. I thought he'd get wings or at least those little fluffy antenna things.
I am really dusty, though.
I mean, something we'd never seen before, so it was a possibility. But he is human.
Well, there's a lot of magic around in this world.
And you thought it would turn him into a moth?
Maybe. Have you ever heard of Mothman?
I have now.
He's a man who's a moth, or possibly a moth who's a man. And I've heard that...
I've heard it both ways.
Terrifying.
Not really, but...
No, you're right. It's not.
No, what is terrifying is what's happening with the dragons at the moment. So
yes.
We do actually need to get on out there. Last I heard that they were... Convergent over Fracture?
A little north of Fracture, but yes.
Aye. Okay. It's going to take a long time to get there without dragons.
That is where magic comes in.
Right!
Oh, I thought we were going to fly griffins.
The griffins are on the other side of the continent.
That was an option. We did consider that option, but that would also take you several days to get there, and the quicker the better.
It'd be more fun, but yeah, I get it.
Now isn't really the time for fun.
Welcome back, Magnus.
It's a bit of a serious one this time.
It's always been serious.
It's a bit of a personal one this time. Is that better?
Well, I'm glad to see that he is back to full health.
And we are now back at full banter. Congratulations.
And you have to make me suffer with it.
Yes, if I have to suffer with it, so do you.
I think Armadeus is trying to change the subject.
Because I'm trying to get us back on topic.
We are on topic.
We're really not.
Yes. As I was saying, we have a portal smith on standby to get you from teleportation circle to teleportation circle.
Excellent. Oh. Is it the gentleman we saved? The dwarf gentleman?
Is it Cairn? He's from the...
I know who...
Oh, okay.
No, he is currently on assignment.
Oh, that was a shame. I liked him.
He owed us.
He paid us back.
He did that and all.
Anyway.
Yes, on topic, please. I wasn't talking to you. You were all packed and ready to be shipped off?
Aye, pretty much. We've got all the packs in our room. I've even gotten one for Magnus.
Excellent.
And all supplies have been requisitioned?
Aye.
Then you leave in an hour.
Okay.
Tidy off anything that you need to do. And if you're done before an hour's up, go.
All right. Where's this teleportation circle then? I don't know if I've ever been. No, I've never been to it.
It is at the top of the second tallest tower in this facility.
Oi, that explains why I've never been there. There's nothing interesting in second tallest towers, usually.
The tallest tower is the Watchman's Keep.
Yeah, indeed. Very interesting.
That will take you to North Fracture.
Excellent.
Okay.
You will arrive in the local teleportation room, which just so happens to be attached to the local peacekeeper's offices.
All right.
Sounds like a plan. All right, let's go get our stuff and get this road in the show.
Something like that and all.
She hears that, processes that as you guys have left the room. She's just like, I think he said that wrong.
He did. In fairness, Amadeus is just glad to have Magnus back.
Yes, and I'm sure you'll be glad to see what Magnus can do now.
Oh, very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Magnus now has the awe-inspiring abilities of a level 7 champion fighter.
The most boring-ass class available.
The response from us was like, ah, cool.
He is now a human champion fighter. The most basic ass boring thing you could play.
Yeah.
How long do you guys think it takes you guys to get everything in order and arrive at the top of the second tallest tower in the keep?
I don't think that long. I said before, I would say Magnus has probably spent, what, an extra day in the cocoon? And we've used that time to pack. We've got the pastries and everything ready, and...
Yes, gonna show off with stale pastries.
It's only a day!
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think it will take that long. We're pre-packed. We're ready to go. I think we'll just need
a... just waiting on Magnus.
Yeah, I think we just need to grab our bags and get on up there. Maybe it'll take us half an hour, depending on how long it takes Amadeus to climb the tower.
Yeah. Why do people keep torturing me with stairs?
It's only 4 stories.
Why do people keep torturing me with stairs?
I'm with you there.
You'll never believe it, Magnus, but Amadeus was very brave when we had to track across country, lugging your cocoon across this as well, and I made him do a fast march, and he didn't complain even 20 times. It was definitely less than that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was really good.
It was 50 times. But
I did put him on my deed for a little while.
And then we went in a forest.
Aye. But he was very, very brave. He only complained a little bit and had to be put on an animal for one day.
Aww.
Indeed.
Good job.
And as we're having this conversation, we approach the portal room.
Oh, yeah.
You arrive at the top of the second tallest tower to this giant open-air space. It's about, I want to say, 7 meters in diameter.
I make sure there's no watchers here that want to take over the city.
There is, in fact, no watchers here.
Good.
No aberrations that are sitting at the top of the tower going, yes.
With the 10 billion eyes.
There is, however, a little halfling woman with just the biggest bundle of red hair going that is almost as big as her own head, with a staff with a hook and a bell.
Ah.
Hello, hello. It's lovely to meet you. What's your name there?
Allison.
Allison, and you must be our portal master.
Our teleportation technician.
What do they call him again? Portal master.
Portal smiths.
Hey, that's the one.
Yes, I made this teleportation circle.
Oh, cool.
A goey cummy person.
Sure.
Something like that. Oh, I'm so excited. I've never done a teleportation portal before.
That's because we keep this used for emergencies, and from what I've been informed and have seen, this definitely constitutes an emergency.
Yeah, we're good at those.
Well, we won't want to waste any more time due to the aforementioned emergency, so what do we do? Where do we stand?
How much beer and snacks can you teleport?
Because we do have quite a lot. It's for the emergency.
It's actually very important.
If you can fit it inside the circle, which does cover basically the entire top of this tower, then I can teleport it.
Excellent.
Wow, that's really cool.
Magnus sighs as he now has to go down 4 flights of stairs to get...
Oh no, I co-opted people for this.
Okay, beautiful. So what, we're just going to like Tetris stack?
Yeah, something like that.
Barrels.
I don't know if we have barrels and barrels.
We've got 3 barrels.
There was probably a crane that lifted everything up.
Yeah.
Because they have it at the top of the tower so that it is easiest to...
Move big things onto it.
Yeah.
That and also to throw you across the country.
Yeah, so we are using extremely delicate, high-precision, heinously expensive teleportation magic to take the fantasy equivalent of a box of Coronas and some Doritos.
Yeah, some pies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew and Doritos.
No.
Mountain Dew, Doritos, and a couple of things of Muckatoo pies.
Oh, goodness.
Because I'm from Kabuki, we only eat Muckatoo pies.
To our friend who needs it, because otherwise he's going to do a torture.
He's already doing a torture.
He's already done several.
It's to stop him from doing a war.
So is Amadeus going to do a variety play to retain him?
I hope so. That would be wonderful to see. He's shaking his head, but I think we can convince him.
Why did I think I would miss this? Never mind. Come sail us away there, good portal smith. before I start regretting my life choices any more than I already do.
He's dramatic. He says it all the time.
The aides that she has moves the stuff off of the crane into the middle of the teleportation circle, and she moves to this smaller circle that is somewhat attached to the bigger circle.
Can we say that the supplies come with carts with harness equipment? Because I can put Batic in the harness equipment. I just need the harness equipment to put on my magic alcopher. I've decided that my spirit state is an alcopher.
Bald.
Batic.
In fact, you could have your mount currently summoned and already hitched up.
Oh, there we go. Even better. Don't even need to wait 10 minutes once we get there. We can just go right on off.
Yeah, that's probably what we're doing to get yourself ready too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she slams her staff down and this circle begins to glow blue. And it slowly transitions from blue to red to yellow and then to green as you all feel yourselves stretch.
Ooh.
And then compress as it feels like you've been slingshotted across a vast open space as everything moves very, very, very quickly. I'm going to need everybody to make me a constitution saving throw.
Is this for throw up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does that include Batic?
No.
No, elephants can't throw up.
He's also
elephants. Yeah, elephants can't throw up.
Constitution?
Magic. Yes.
16.
Con save. Don't forget the plus 3 that I give you all guys.
Okay, 19.
16.
15.
Well, the DC was 15.
Woo!
You all arrive in various states of queasiness, expecting to arrive inside a building.
That would be...
Except you're not inside a building at all. There is open sky above you.
Oh.
And you look around and there is just ash.
Oh,
there is rubble of stone and burnt wood. There is, strangely enough, no bodies, none that you can see. But there is just destruction as far as you can see.
Do we smell burnt meat?
No.
Was this place called Fracture or Furnace? We might have...
Fracture.
No, this was meant to be... This is not Fracture.
And as you're talking, you hear just this chain of dragon cries. And now that you're paying attention, see several dragons flying around of various sizes.
That's not good.
Well, I suppose all we can do is follow the dragons. Okay.
This is a no survival instincts adventure.
When have we ever engaged our survival instincts?
I wouldn't know, to be fair.
All right, let's...
Follow them, I suppose.
Yeah.
If I look towards the south, can I see South Fracture?
Yes.
Okay.
South Fracture seems to be fine, but there is also this giant wall of water that is currently... separating the two halves of it.
So the river has risen up above its banks and there's a...
Oh yeah, and it's going for several hundred meters into the air.
I don't know if that's the dragons doing or if it's the wizards.
I'm going to assume wizards.
And as you say that, you see a dragon fly up, tuck its wings and try to dive through it. And this just whip of water lashes out and just knocks it from the air.
Oy, I didn't realize there were so many wizards in South Fracture. I thought it was mostly a tourist town. And I also thought that North Fracture wasn't mostly a tourist town and now it's a nutton town. Are the embers warm?
Yes.
Okay. Can I roll something? Because I've worked with fire for a very long time. What I'm trying to do is get a sense of how long ago this place was burned to the ground.
Sure. Give...
Yeah, right?
Give me a...
Investigation?
Yeah, give me an investigation check.
At advantage because I'm a blacksmith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was trying to help you.
No, you're good.
No. Investigation is...
I was debating between that and perception.
That's an 18.
Nice. It's still hot. Not so hot that you can't... Like, it is radiating heat and maybe an hour.
Shit, this has only just happened.
Well...
No wonder we didn't get news of this.
Yeah, well...
Okay, we can't...
At least we're going to have some more news to take back to the hold. It's not going to be great news.
It's another page for the report.
Don't... Oh, don't.
Is Tanwyn leading this one?
No.
No, I'm nominally in charge of this insanity.
No one's told him to stop leading. Yeah,
Wish to can give me either an arcana or a history check.
Okay, I'll give it a go.
23 on arcana.
5 on history.
23.
Yep.
This is a spell that you are... Spell is the wrong word. This is a blessing bestowed to a very select few people, and they are the gate guards that sit in Seagate. And it is one of, if not the most northern city in Paradern. It sits at the mouth of the Gated Sea, which is a giant saltwater lake, or sea, really, where all of the official imports and exports come in and out of.
Oh.
And the blessing of the gatekeeper there allows them to summon this giant wall of water to defend the mouth of the Gated Sea. A few years back, the previous gatekeeper retired to South Fracture.
Oh, right. I think I know who's doing what now.
Oh, okay.
In Seagate, there's a position called the Sea Guard. Basically, the first line of defense against...
Oh, I've heard of them.
Basically, he can create... And he points to the big wall of water that the Sea Guard retired about 2-3 years ago, I think, to South Fracture.
Aye. Well, that'll be it then.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's him serving one last time.
Well, he's a powerful man. Let's see if we can't help him out a little.
Yeah,
let's follow those dragons.
Let's go help him enjoy his retirement. And we'll get on the cart and get moving.
Yes.
Lay on, Batek. Lay on.
Are you guys trying to be stealthy in your approach?
I don't think we can. We've got a cart laden with beer and pastries and an elephant, a domesticated pachyderm.
And
also, it's us.
As I have said a couple of times at this point, we have the subtlety of a brick to the face.
Got all the subtlety of a fall down a flight of stairs, really.
And let's face it, whenever they need to apply a brick to somebody's face,
guess who
they keep sending to that?
You are. Can I get passive stealths, which is 10 plus your stealth modifier?
11.
Hi, also 11.
14.
Huh,
Magnus
cool.
is sneaky.
Magnus
a little bit sneaky.
A little bit
By
sneaky.
Comparison.
Yes.
Okay, you guys are fine for now.
Phew.
Turns out looking at things from hundreds of meters in the air is a little difficult.
All right.
So for the next half an hour or so, you are able to traverse through the burning ruins of North Fracture without assailment. You think part of it is probably the hefty amount of smoke that is still lingering around. You are listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradern. And you start to put two and two together. You get the idea that as more and more dragons showed up, the previous gate guardian probably helped evacuate all the citizens of North Fracture, along with the peacekeepers helping, down to South Fracture and put up this wall before it could be destroyed.
Mm. Yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Perhaps it was paranoia or foresight or something, but whatever it was, that one choice probably saved tens of thousands of people.
In fairness, if he's once the lead defender of the one legitimate port into Paradern, it's probably professional paranoia.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know why those dragons are going there, but it's not good. I'm going to exert whatever remnants of authority I have and save as many people as I can.
Yes, yeah, that is bound to be it. However, as you are all going about, can I get a perception check from you all?
Mm.
Don't forget to add your d4s for those who have d4s.
Oh. 7.
You have no modifier to perception?
No.
Well,
I never put modifiers on perception because I always figure, someone else has got a modifier on perception.
Fair enough.
You always roll perception on a group. And I never create a character that works better away from a group.
Fair enough.
Unfortunately, I rolled worse.
Oh boy.
Come on, Magnus!
Well, as Magnus looks out across the water and at this occasional whipping of dragons that's going on, he's going to reflect on the tale of Jonas, the sharp-eyed mariner. Not very well, apparently. So that's only 14.
Yeah, you've got a great modifier, though. What is it, +9?
Yes, somehow.
Well, at least someone's looking.
Not that well.
So what sneaks up on us?
Thankfully, nothing, because Magnus barely manages to spot it.
Yay!
As this smoky grey and dragon with red flecks just circles in through the smoke, sticking its nose out of the low cloud that had formed above the ruins of the city, and you spy it, and you instinctively... Actually, I'll ask this of you. Fight, flight, or freeze? What do you think Magnus's fair response is? Fight, flight, or freeze?
Let's fight.
Let's fight.
I think Amadeus is the only one with the flight response.
Okay. You instinctively want to do something to basically scare it off, but you don't think it's noticed you. But it is circling, trying to find any evidence of, what if there was one or two that didn't listen? What if there was a pet or a livestock or something that...
Or three idiots with a cart.
That has managed to... That didn't get dragged over.
Any cover nearby?
Yeah, there is a small stone arch that's about 3 meters wide. That looks like at one point in time supported a walkway between two buildings. That you could probably get most...
Yeah, Magnus is going
to... guys are under.
Try and get the party under the...
Try and get
arch.
The cart and everything under there.
Okay, I'm going to need stealth checks from everyone.
16.
Ah, 6.
16.
Got it. I've got an elephant in a cart.
And she's driving.
A 6, a 6, and a 16.
No, 2 16.
2 16s and a 6.
Ah, sorry, yes. Could I also get a stealth check from Batek?
It's what, all on Batek.
Do you have any elephant stats?
I do. Elephants actually do have proficiency in stealth. They do, however, have a -2 dex mod.
Right, okay.
What level are they?
So does that rolls out to a 0.
They have a +1 to stealth.
Okay, +1 to stealth. Oops, 4. Don't ask me to roll anything. Don't ask me to roll nothing.
But I thought you liked rolling.
I love rolling.
We're never going to let you stop rolling.
Okay.
Great. We are about to be seen by a fool.
The lava dweller has a +3 to perception.
Oh, no!
It needs to roll an 8 or higher.
Oh, no. That's so many numbers that it can roll.
We have to fight every dragon in the realm.
Roll a 1, roll a 1, roll a 1.
6.
It rolled a 6.
Our jammy luck rides one last time.
Oh my gosh.
There is a cry of a wounded animal 30, 40 meters away from you, and the dragon's head snaps over there and it dives, picks it up and flies out, and you see it fly off with a pig that has this giant broken wooden beam through its belly.
Do you think you could maybe make the pastries smell like nothing or maybe dirt? Just for a little while?
Sure.
I think that might help. Because it was doing a lot of sniffing. Yeah, and the pastries smell really good. Oh, yeah, that's better. It smells like dirt.
And I'll puff the three of us as well, just to be safe.
Rather than dirt, may I suggest that you smell of smoke?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'll even hit the cart with... smelling of smoke, yeah. Just to cover up bacon.
Okay, if that's the case, future stealth checks, you'll be adding a +3 modifier to.
Nice!
Excellent.
In this area, not in general.
Whilst you are within...
the smoky zone.
Yeah, yes. And you see the dragon fly off having found a meal. Well, when it flies off, can I get perception checks from people?
15.
It's like over 30.
4.
Amadeus, you're stressed out. You don't
notice. I am stressing so hard right now.
Don't notice anything. 15?
15.
Over 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
This is what we're missing.
Magnus is still thinking about the sharp-eyed mariner. Jonas, the sharp-eyed mariner.
Yeah. Channeling that story, you take a look at this dragon.
It's the one that's impaled?
No, it was carrying off an impaled pig.
Ah, yeah.
There is a stark lack of spikes and ridges and horns and fittings and frills. It is, in all intents and purposes, to a dragon naked or bald.
Does it look like it was always that way, or does it look like this is a recent change?
Maybe not recent, but it definitely looks like it did not start off that way.
Yeah, we did mention what Padavnik has been doing.
Yeah. He's had, about a week?
Yeah, at this point, about 6 days.
Yeah.
Ouchies.
Yeah, it's not been great, so...
I guess we just keep following the trail of dragons. Nothing else we can really do. We'll wait 3 to 5 minutes to make sure it doesn't come back, and then we'll keep going the same way.
Mm-hmm. Can I get somebody to roll me a d6, please?
Sure. 3.
As you guys are heading through, you at some point just go through a back alley behind a bunch of shops where deliveries and stuff would be taken in and everything, and you hear muffled voices.
Oh, come on, we've got to go out. No, we stay here, we keep quiet, and they won't find us, and hopefully they won't look in the cellars. Shh. Jono, did you hear that? What part of shh don't you get?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, you guys have got to be quieter.
Hello, are you dragons?
No, we're not dragons.
Is it safe out there, then?
No.
We're dragon riders.
No, shut up, Magnus. We're Durnia.
What are the Durnia doing here? This is, I mean, I suppose the dragons have gone mad.
Yes.
Aye, that's exactly why we're here. The dragons have gone mad. We're here to fix it.
Oh, I didn't know dragons could go mad. That's worrying. That's really worrying.
Aye, it is now. But don't worry, we're professionals.
May I suggest...
People who say that aren't usually professionals.
Well,
what kind of people have you been encountering?
Clowns.
Okay.
Yes, well, we're not clowns.
We're not clowns. We're Durnia.
And we...
are here on a job. Okay.
Stay in the cellar.
Aye.
And shh.
Look, South Fracture, it's got a huge wall of water up. No dragons can get past it. If you think you can get there, give it a go. But we just saw a dragon circling around not 10 minutes ago. So wait for cover darkness or something. If you've got supplies down there, stay as long as you can. Once it's all over, we'll come and pick you guys back up if you're still here. All right, Jonathan? Other one?
My name's Keith.
Okay, Jonathan and Keith.
Yeah, we'll stay here. There's a lot of food that we wouldn't normally get access to.
Okay, good.
Good.
Sounds like a party to me. Okay.
But yes, watchword?
Quiet.
Yes.
Okay.
If we can hear him, so can the drag.
See, I told you you were being too loud.
You're still being too loud right now. All right.
Miss.
We'll see you later. Stay quiet.
And we'll...
head on off. Keep going.
We sounded professional for 5 minutes.
Yes. Shock horror.
Because the people who we were talking to were used to talking to clowns. What is this kind of clown-based town that they live in?
Give me an insight check. I believe you have a D4 added to insight checks.
I don't know if I do.
No, you're the mark of the sentinel. It's perception and insight.
Oh, okay. 20.
Clown, not like actual performing clowns, just clowns as a derogatory, just idiots.
I think they were talking about all the tourists in the area.
Ah, right.
Honestly, a pretty safe assumption. It's just, I'm a professional. Jumps off a cliff, dies.
Ah, tourism.
I'm a professional. Eats something far, far too hot and...
yep.
Has to go to the hospital.
Or, I'm a professional reviewer. You need to give me free stuff.
Yeah, the style
that works.
I'm a professional. Gets on a scooter without a helmet, crashes.
Yeah, basically. You get the feeling that that's what they were referring to by clowns, not legitimate circus clowns.
Although, in a tourist town, there might be some street performers around.
They're probably more professional than the tourists.
Professional clowns.
Anyway.
Yes, professional clowns as opposed to clownish professionals.
Can I get another D6 roll and re-roll that 3?
Sure. 2.
Interesting.
That's good.
I hate you. But not as much as Amadeus hates his patron.
As you guys are going, there is a low, trumpety roar.
I look around.
Yeah, give me perception checks. That's such a bad roar on my part.
Rah.
Rawr.
Roar. Far out.
Only 16.
6.
2.
Oh, no.
My perception has been getting progressively worse as we've progressed.
The smoke's getting in your eyes.
It's not the smoke, it's the problem, it's the stress.
There are heavy stomping footfalls, as well as that low trumpety roar, as well as just, it is either kind of roaring or just low gravelly growling.
Doesn't sound like an elephant?
No.
Oh.
Can I get a nature check from people?
Okay. 6.
No.
18.
You haven't heard it yourself, but if the description, it's weird to say that you've heard this sound from a description before. This is a stone dragon.
Whoa.
They are these large hexapedal wingless dragons. They are kind of more like giant stone lizard-like bugs.
Stone dragon?
How fast do they move?
Would I have an idea of how fast?
They are terrifyingly fast. For reference, they will run down horses.
They can run down an elephant.
Okay, so we won't be escaping on Batic.
I figured saying outfit instead of horse would be a
problem. Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've all seen a horse.
Yeah, the one rich dude that you guys have seen with a horse, because they are, like, a single horse is 100 gold.
I figured common folk like us would say quick as an elephant as opposed to quick as a horse, because that's
More likely quick as a grungir.
So,
probably not.
Do we have any idea where the rumbling's coming from?
No, because it is echoing.
Oh, no.
And just... shaking. To give a more definitive answer with their 18, so horses can run up to 88 kilometers an hour.
Huh, they can time travel.
That's a thoroughbred speed, though, so that wouldn't be kind of your average horse that you can see.
Yeah, the low end on the speed was 70 kilometers an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, these dragons can run at 100 kilometers an hour.
Oh.
The other name for them are avalanche dragons.
They're also called avalanche dragons.
It's not making me feel any better.
That wasn't my intent.
Okay, what do we do about a bloody dragon that's made out of rocks and as fast as an avalanche?
Don't get caught.
Okay. I'm going to look around to see if I can see any evidence of it moving around. I would imagine a big hexapodal creature that is low to the ground and runs very fast leaves a pretty significant trail. So I'm going to see if there's like trail or anything through the ash. Thank you.
Ash and rubble.
Ash and rubble, yeah.
Give me a survival check.
I wish I could roll good.
Do you have double digits on Sims dice?
I don't, though.
Yes, you do, though.
I don't, though. That's an 11. Now I know it's not my dice because I'm using Zeb's today. It's just my hand.
Cursed hands.
These hands.
You need to get a digital dice roller. And even then, you'll roll terribly.
Yeah, I need someone else to roll my dice for me.
Still look at the spleen.
At least you don't have Will Wheaton's dice luck.
I used to have a dice tower that I swear to God I never rolled above a 5 on.
Damn.
It was tragic. I had to stop using it because it was making me feel bad.
Fair enough.
I don't blame you.
An 11. The trail, yes.
Yes.
Where it is currently, no.
Okay.
As you see, there is this 6 meter wide path that you guys will move through that is just basically flattened. And I do mean flattened stone. You guys are walking through a lot of the buildings here.
They weren't leveling the town. They're just straight running, I'd assume. And so I'm assuming the buildings are piecemeal.
They're about half stone, half wood.
The wood is burning and the stone is half melted?
Somewhat. And then there is just this 6 meter wide path that just goes straight through and looks like it has been ground, like something has ground against it and powderized it.
Oosh.
So, but this is a kind of a weird one, but I went to Troy in Turkey, and when that was first discovered, it was discovered by a bunch of gold hunters, and they were like, we want to get to the gold that's definitely at the center of Troy. So they just blasted through all the walls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's a huge, it was pretty well preserved for, you know, an ancient town.
Yeah.
And then there's this huge divot through the middle of it where they were trying to get to the center of Troy because they were like, there's gold there. There wasn't gold there.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm imagining. It's rubble buildings.
And then just this
and then
hole.
Just a trench straight through it. Yeah,
yeah basically.
Yeah.
And as you're seeing this, that with that 18 that you rolled earlier, more pieces start to come back to your memory. They eat stone and minerals and stuff. This dragon probably just ate its way through these buildings. The stories of them running down horses and Grungir and stuff are because they are territorial.
Okay.
Though the fact that you're not in its territory might give you some leeway. They are intelligent.
Yeah.
They just happen to be, well, fiercely territorial.
Okay.
All right, well,
so what I'm thinking is we could go into the trench and we could walk along the trench in the direction that we want to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Closest to the region we want to go in. The trench means that we're either following it or we're moving away from it. But either way, we shouldn't run into it unless it decides to make a loop and cut back across the trench that it's already eaten.
If I'm guessing correctly, it's snacking on all of the abandoned rock and...
Yeah.
It is probably one of the few dragons that's just like, yes, I'm getting well fed.
So if we're in the place that it's already eaten, it's less likely to come back here and keep eating.
Yeah, because it's... If I'm reading this trench right, he is having the biggest snack fest of all time.
No.
So, your idea is somewhat sound. If we keep going through this trench, we still have a chance of coming into contact, but less of a chance of coming into contact, in theory.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the GM just rolled a dice and is now smiling is suggesting other things. But I don't know that in character. And I must, therefore, make absolutely god-awful decisions.
Are you guys... So there isn't so much a... You're wanting to head north, and this goes southwest, northeast-ish. I take it you guys are heading along it northeast.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Can I get perception checks as you guys are moving along, as well as stealth checks?
I would love to see anything. Still not seeing nothing. That's an 8.
24 perception.
And for my stealth, and for Batic stealth.
15 stealth for Magnus.
Oh, Oh, pretty good. 15 stealth. No, 17 stealth for me.
Yep.
For Tanwyn. And then a 19.
Plus
what was it?
Plus one. And then plus three for the smell. So plus four.
Okay, over 20 for Batic.
So that's a natural 1 on the perception.
Yep.
And a 12 on the stealth.
Okay, collectively, you guys fail the perception check, but you do pass the stealth check.
Yay!
Which I think gives us the funniest result. As you get to the end of the trench, coming face to face with just this rubble slope, and just walk up it.
Yeah.
Only to get over it and hear snoring.
Oh!
Shh!
As you just walked right on over the stone dragon.
Oh, the rubble wasn't rubble.
No.
That was him fast asleep after big meal.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's keep moving.
Interestingly enough, there does not seem to be any mutilation on this dragon. Whether it's because it's really hard to mutilate a dragon that has a shell of stone... Or it's because it, in of itself, is nothing like the type of dragons that are getting mutilated, which are the ones with wings and that are
Bit of column A, bit of column B.
And a little bit of column C. I don't think there was any stone dragons in Artifo's nest, and therefore he doesn't have any stone dragon-related trauma.
No.
Yeah, potentially.
But,
just...
you know, it got called here because calling all dragons.
Calling all dragons. Ring, ring.
And he showed up. And is now fast asleep after gorging himself on a lot of stone.
Well, at least someone's having a nice time.
Like I said, you guys got the funniest result, which is not noticing the dragon and it not noticing you.
As we walk right over it.
Yes.
Well, we ride out cut right over it.
Mm-hmm. Turns out when you have a shell of stone to protect you, it means you can't feel a lot.
So, we keep going so as to not stick around to talk to a stone dragon.
Mm-hmm. And you keep heading north. Eventually, you find yourselves on the outskirts of Northern Fracture. And you just see it is a spiraling cloud of dragons in the air.
Far out, that is.
As well as so many on the ground. And if it weren't for the smell of burning wood clogging your noses, you are sure that you would be assailed with the stench of blood. As in the middle of all of this, you see a mountain of horn and scale and fin and frill, and atop of which is a red dragon wearing a crown of black and green stone. Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have at the moment. There is more to this story that will be shared when next we meet.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.